can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Campy Kennedy is brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. This morning we have Kristen from Providence, Rhode Island. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
It is Redemption Week. I know you were driving to get here and then got caught up in traffic. I'm so sorry.
I wish I could have been there.
Yep. Me too.
I'm excited to play.
All right, why don't you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
All right, so all this week is Redemption Week, giving those who defeated Kennedy a chance to come back and play where Kennedy can redeem herself. What was the score when you won before, Kristen?
I think it was 4-3.
4-3. All right, a close one. So you understand how this works today. You're not going to play for the cash, just playing for the bragging rights. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's still considered a loss for you. Question number one, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop brand has received the Rusty Razor Award from a magazine called The Skeptic. The award is given to the best peddler of pseudoscience.
Garbage is what it's saying.
Gwyneth Paltrow plays Pepper Potts in the Marvel movies. She's the love interest of which superhero?
Iron Man.
Question number two. This one was submitted by Jen from Billerica. Kevin James said killing a sitcom wife was done as the show is running out of ideas. The show brought in Leah Remini, who was the sitcom wife of James from The King of Queens. What was James' character's job on The King of Queens?
Oh, my. Was he a teacher?
All right. Question number three. Quentin Tarantino released a statement saying he's stunned and heartbroken about the Harvey Weinstein situation and he needs more time to process before he speaks publicly. Which of these is not a Quentin Tarantino film? Reservoir Dogs, Inglourious Basterds, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
Question number four, Beck just released a new album called Colors. In 2015, he controversially won the Grammy for Album of the Year, which sent Kanye into another award show fit because he won over which singer's unannounced self-titled visual album?
In 2015, Beyonce?
And question number five, a former member of the Pussycat Dolls claims the group was really a front for a prostitution ring. Finish the lyric from the Pussycat Dolls' biggest hit. Take a listen.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was
a freak like me?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
It's a lovely singing voice you have, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right, Kristen is back. Kennedy?
Yep.
For Redemption Week?
Yep.
She defeated you 4-3 previously.
All right.
And again, she comes in hot. She got 4 out of 5.
All right.
She likes 4.
These are very difficult questions. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop brand has received the Rusty Razor Award from a magazine called The Skeptic. The award is given to the best peddler of pseudoscience. Gwyneth Paltrow plays Pepper Potts in the Marvel movies. She's a love interest of which superhero?
Iron Man.
Tie to one. Question number two. Kevin James said killing a sitcom wife was done as the show is running out of ideas. The show brought in Leah Remini, who was the sitcom wife of James from The King of Queens. What was James' character's job on The King of Queens?
Is he a UPS driver?
Delivery driver, yes, that is correct. 2-1. Question number three. Quentin Tarantino released a statement saying he is stunned and heartbroken about the Harvey Weinstein situation. He said he needs more time to process before he speaks publicly. Which of these is not a Tarantino film? Reservoir Dogs, Inglourious Basterds, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
3-2. Question number four. Beck just released a new album called Colors. Now, in 2015, he controversially won the Grammy for Album of the Year, which sent Kanye into another award show fit because he won over which singer's unannounced self-titled visual album?
Beyonce?
Good guess. 4-3. Question number five. A former member of the Pussycat Dolls claims the group was really a front for a prostitution ring. Finish the lyric from this Pussycat Dolls song.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was
a freak like me?
Woo! That is a sweep. Although I will say Kristen sang the song instead of did a spoken word. And she did a much
better job. All right, William Shatner.
I was trying to make Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you
wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Yes. Kristen, you came back, you played, but you didn't get the win this time. You lost 5-4. But listen to this, just for playing this week, you scored yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Ed Sheeran September 15th, 2018 at Gillette Stadium. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to see that one for free, okay?
Awesome.
You Thank enjoy you. That. Thanks for coming back for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Kristen. I never thought I would sing on the radio.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.